Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Teams right in our backyard go head-to-head in the opening three games of the series. It'll be State College, now a St. Louis Cardinals affiliate, and the Williamsport Crosscutters once again continuing as a Philadelphia Phillies affiliate. Tonight they'll play at Medler Field, Lebronto Park. Then tomorrow night at historic Bowman Field, then back here at Medler Field at Lebronto Park. The voice of the Cutters, Todd Bartley, will be on at the bottom of the hour. And a guy I share the broadcast booth with and now going into our sixth season working together is Joe Putnam with the State College Spikes. And Joe, you can't ask for a better opening night weather-wise than what we're going to be getting here tonight.
Absolutely. It's going to be beautiful, low 70s, slight chance of precipitation. But then again, isn't there always? They just do that to, you know, cover their rear ends. But it's going to be beautiful here. The field looking great. Matt Neary and our grounds crew here doing a fine job. Beautiful field. And, of course, the stadium itself will be beautiful as well here headed into season number 8, and we're celebrating 1 million fans headed through the gates in team history.
Absolutely, and we're looking forward to that. And on top of it, the St. Louis Cardinals affiliation, for those as they listen from Sealands Grove to Danville to Harrisburg to Wilkes-Barre to Mifflinburg up to Williamsport, that'll be the big change for this particular franchise. Pirates last 6 years. The Cardinals come in here, they have their own way of doing things, and it's a way that has worked for decades.
Yes, and it is a way that has worked to bring them two world championships in the past 8 years as well. The Cardinals, I mean, they were here in 2006, and in fact, Mark DeJohn, the manager of the Spikes at the time, still with the Cardinals as their minor league field coordinator, and you can just tell he's here to help out. Our manager this year, Oliver Marmol, headed into his second season as a manager, but already successful, took Johnson City to the playoffs last year in the Appalachian League. And so just by the workouts this week, you can tell the Cardinals have everything very efficiently set up. They know what they want guys to do, and they teach guys to do it. Their workouts, they haven't worked out for longer than, I would say, 2.5 hours all week. And it's been, you know, there's been a workout just about every day, but you don't see those intensive mini camps working 6-7 hours in all facets. It's you work at the facets that you need to work on and get ready for opening day.
Yeah, and they're ready for opening day tonight. Juan Bautista will go for State College tonight, and something that the Pirates were very careful about pitchers, very careful on pitch counts. Bautista's had back-to-back six-inning outings at Palm Beach before coming in, and that's what the Phillies do as well. It has not been uncommon, as you and I have gone through these this road together the last few years, to see in the opening series of the year cross-cutter pitchers going six innings.
Yes, we've even seen some go seven early on in the season, which is amazing. But, yes, you're absolutely right. Juan Bautista, guy who's already pitched two levels up in the Cardinals system this year, he got the win his last time out against the Tampa Yankees. So a guy that I think fans here can count on to go at least five, probably six if he's still doing well. It is a change of pace. Different organizations do things differently, and sometimes it produces different results. But for the Cardinals, it's produced results, and I think that fans are going to enjoy seeing Juan Bautista and the rest of the Spikes out here. And, in fact, also Alex De Leon. We talk about some of the guys that came in from the draft. He's one of those guys drafted out of the University of Kansas. He'll be behind the plate in his very first professional game.
All right, you're also at a point. Joe, by the way, for maybe some of the uninitiated, I've worked 6 years together doing State College Spikes games. He's a graduate of Syracuse. Nobody's perfect. He's a graduate of Syracuse. He actually worked with the Auburn Double Days before coming back here. He actually grew up in Bellefonte. He is, without question, by my estimation, one of the finest young announcers in this country. Now, the next part of this is that I saw Bruiser Flint here at the ballpark the other night. And And I walked up to Bruiser, and he's the head coach at Drexel for the uninitiated. And I walked up to Bruiser and said, "You're one of the guys that just crushes me in my career." And he said, "Why is that, Steve?" I said, "Because I broadcast your games." I said, "When you were at St. Joe's playing against Penn State back in the 80s, I said, now you're a head coach." I said, "But you're the head coach." I said, "You are about that experience tonight."
That's right. I worked in Auburn back in 2007, first year in minor league baseball, and the very first game of the season was against the Batavia Muck Dogs. At the time, Batavia was a Cardinals affiliate, and the very first game, very first batter, who should be but Oliver Marmol, who is now the State College Spikes manager. And so, yes, I guess I am officially now a veteran in the broadcasting ranks.
I should point out, Ollie's 26.
Yes.
so it happens a little differently compared to, I guess somebody who actually saw Richard Pitino play maybe at Minnesota could say, okay, that's fine. But 26 years of age. He commands respect, though, among his players. You watch him conduct a meeting at the age of 26. You could see why they identified him early on to be managerial material.
Absolutely, and he always has pointed at guys that are his mentors, like Mark DeJohn, like Mike Schilt, who was a bench coach here in 2006 with the Spikes. He served on staff with Mark DeJohn and Batavia as well, and he's now become a successful manager in his own right with AA Springfield as well in the Cardinals system. And, when learning from guys like that, and then, of course, Ollie, he commands that respect just by his approach to the game and his approach to the season. And I think that his players really enjoy playing for him. There have been 8 guys who played for him last year in Johnson City. They have nothing but great things to say about him. And I think he's a guy, too, that's where being 26 years old can help somebody. He knows what it's like to have been out there day in and day out. He went through that not too long ago, and he can impart the experiences he's learned to these guys here in State College in 2013.
There will be a change, though, for Williamsport. Nelson Prada will now be the manager. Not only that, a new pitching coach in Les Lancaster.
Yes.
I mean, this is to us, is foreign territory.
Yes, we haven't seen that much turnover in the Crosscutters staff. Maybe a manager year in, year out. But I was talking actually to Todd Barley, who, of course, you're going to be talking to later, Steve. And he said, he had seen Andy Tracy out there. He's now an instructor in the Phillies organization. He was the manager there last year. But really, with the Crosscutters roster, too, I see a lot of guys that we saw here last year as well. Some of them are on the disabled list right now.
Like Jim Birmingham and guys like that. Yeah, he was there last year.
Yeah, but there are definitely guys to watch out for on the Cutters roster as well. And actually, Steve, it's interesting. This will be the first time ever that in the Sawbuck series, the Spikes Crosscutters rivalry, it'll be the Cardinals playing the Phillies. Because, of course, back in 2006, when the Spikes were Cardinals affiliate, the Crosscutters at the time were a Pirates affiliate. So it would be interesting to see. It's sort of like, I guess, back in 06, it would have been State College and Batavia would have been the Cardinals-Phillies matchup. But here we are in 2013, a new chapter in the Sawbuck series, and it should be a very interesting set of games here between historic Bowman Field and right here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park.
Guy for the Williamsport Crosscutters that's going to know a little bit about the parks, Justin Parr out of the University of Illinois. He was the 8th round pick of the Phillies this year. How about some other draft picks that the Phillies have that the fans in the area will be interested in? Logan Pierce, 15th round pick out of Troy University here as well. Andrew Knapp, I had mentioned last week when he was drafted, I said, look, he's going to Williamsport.
Yep.
Right? Well, he's in Williamsport now. He's in. Corey Bass out of North Florida, 20th round pick. He's in. Joe Prozinski, the 10th round pick in the draft out of Seton Hall, is here. Lee Rittenour out of Austin Peay, 16th round pick. Also, the 9th round pick, Shane Martin out of Southwestern Oklahoma State. Big place. In the 17th round pick, Robert Marcello out of Appalachian State here as well. And Chris Burgess, the 26th round pick out of Oklahoma Christian. And Arkansas, Little Rock, 27th round pick, Tyler Buckley. Those are some of the draft picks that your Phillies picked that are part of the Williamsport Crosscutters, and they'll be out here tonight. So.
Absolutely. And they're also, should note, I mean, you hear 26th round, 28th round. With the Cardinals right now, in the major leagues, there are six guys that were drafted in the 30th round or below or not even drafted. And so these are also the guys that you're going to see the future Cardinals, the future Phillies that move on up the system and onto Citizens Bank Park and out to Busch Stadium.
Joe, always a pleasure, my friend. Can't wait to work another summer with you. As I mentioned, he is one of the finest young broadcasters, not just in the state, but around the country, and it's my privilege to work with him. Joe, thanks so much.
Steve, thank you very much. Looking forward to being with you once again in the saddle in 2013.
Coming up, Above the Noise, here is Dan Patrick.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on Pre-Auction Blowout, a 2008 Honda Fit HB Mansport. Call for our lowest price promise, 888-536-8017. 2011 Chevy Equinox 4-wheel drive LT, $13,985. 2010 Ford F-150 4-wheel drive Super Crew, one tough truck for just $25,998. 2010 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited 4-door Sahara, $26,994. Your dream car, a 2010 Ford Roush Mustang 427R, just $33,995. And a 2010 Chevy Traverse 4-door LT. Call for a price, 888-536-8017. All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout. 24/7 at sunburymotors.com, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Sunbury Motors Studios on the road today. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and the Hilsers General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Hilsers General Store. Go to www.hilsersstore.com. All right. We'll be calling out on that to Todd Bartley, the play-by-play voice of the Williamsport Crosscutters. Then we'll have Oliver Marmol, the manager of the State College Spikes, in the 4 o'clock hour. We welcome Kevin back. Kevin, let's talk about the Milwaukee race.
Lots of passing in that race, wasn't there?
Okay, we're done with that. Let's get back to sports. Let's talk about a few things. After spending some time at the U.S. Open, you're crushed, aren't you?
No, I wanted to talk about the U.S. Open because I think this is exactly what a U.S. Open should be. I think if you have under par scores, it should only be one or two guys. But that's what a U.S. Open should be to me.
To a point. Being out there for as long as I was out there, and of course we did the show there on Wednesday, when they go to Oakmont, my plan is at Oakmont in 16, 3 years from now, my plan is that we do the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday shows there. Because by doing the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday shows there, it's going to open up a wide range of guests for us by doing it all 3 days leading in. Then once they get, obviously, to the tournament, you know, they have broadcast rights over the tournament. We can't be there at that point until, obviously, a round is over. But if you're a fan of golf, you know, and I understand what you're saying, and I do understand. I've always kind of felt that. But then all of a sudden, you know, you go in there and you're among the fans. Do you want to have an event with a constant sound that you hear for hours is, oh, oh. Phil Mickelson, for example, yeah, he fouled up at 13, 15, whatever. But, like, when he came down the stretch, there was no thought that he could mount a charge. Because of the golf course. If you sat at 18, do you know how many birdies you saw the last on the entire weekend?
Well, I think they said there were
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I think they said it was playing par at best.
Zero. No, I try zero. There was not one birdie on 18 on Saturday or Sunday. Zero.
Didn't Mickelson have a birdie somewhere along the line on that hole?
Friday.
Okay, that was Friday. All right. I knew he had one. So I thought he had one on Saturday. But
Saturday, Sunday. No, yeah, he bogeyed it on Saturday.
That's what it was. He bogeyed it.
Okay. But you—that's what you saw. Nothing. We're going to talk more about this in the 4 o'clock hour because they're eventually going to go to a tournament, Chambers Bay and places like that, which we'll talk about. Todd Bartley, next half hour, brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Marcus Street in Sunbury. Go to Purdy Insurance and stock up. It's Bartley.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Sunbury Motor Studio mobile today at Medler Field at Lebrado Park for the opening of the New York Penn League tonight, as the St. Olive Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters. Mitch Guller, last year's first-round pick of the Phillies, goes tonight. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, the Hilscher's General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800 that Bartley walks slow. Whew, man, he's not here yet.
He's just walking in the building.
No, I mean, no, for a young guy, he's slow. I mean, doesn't move fast at all. I mean, it's like dealing with Ham and me. There's no pace. Okay, you know, Girardi, same thing. I mean, Girardi, no pace. I mean, but we have age that we can use. I mean, yeah, that's yours. Little League World Series 2010 jacket, obviously. That's 3 years old. All right, good. There you go. Wait, no.
Oh, so he's finally there, is what you're saying.
He's finally here.
I'm trying to help one of his players in to the stadium that just got here literally off the plane.
He's going to hit 3 home runs tonight and crush your hopes. All right, so no.
I hope not.
They aren't my players, man. There's some of these guys I know, and I know DJ, the field coordinator for the Cardinals. He was the manager in 2006. Well, interesting. Let's start with Nelson Prada, the manager. This is a change. Not only that, but Les Lancaster's a big change, too. He's been using the same pitching coach for a long time.
With Prada as our skipper, you don't get, and we don't know yet if this is a good thing or a bad thing, you don't get somebody that's been in the system. Now you get a fresh set of eyes, seeing guys for the first time that doesn't maybe have the history that Mickey has at Lakewood or Troops has at Clearwater or Dusty has up at Reading. And being new to the system, I think, is a great thing.
And he steps in here and he takes over. We predicted that Knapp, when he was picked second out of Cal, would be in Williamsport. It didn't take long. He signed and got there. He's a part of this mix right away.
And I believe he either tweeted – Steve took to Facebook right away and said, I've been assigned to Williamsport. And that's really the track that the Phillies have taken, where the two upper-level high school kids that were signed.
Yeah, they're going to Florida.
They're down the Gulf Coast. We may see them late in the season, but traditionally that's not been the case. We see the college guys first.
But you knew right away. That's what I like about the new draft rules. The new draft rules, as far as I'm concerned, are actually designed to help player development and actually move them through the system. It's been great for the league.
Well, remember back to a kid by the name of Jonathan Pettibone,
sure,
who's now on the Phillies big league roster. He was a guy that was drafted right out of high school, but chose not to sign till
And we'll return to Medler Field at Lebrado Park here in just a moment. Steve Jones chatting with Todd Bartley, the voice of the Williamsport Crosscutters. I think we have our signal back. Not quite yet. So, again, we'll get that squared away and get back with more on tonight's State College Spikes Williamsport Crosscutters game. This is the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You just don't think about insurance. You buy a home, you take out a policy, and you forget about it until something happens and you need it. Then you think about insurance a lot. My agent recommended insurance from Selective. Insurance for our home and property, jewelry, even the food in our refrigerator. Selective thinks about everything, so I don't have to.
Selective. Response is everything. Get to know us at Selective.com.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at PrettyInsurance.com.
Well, like a pet you're trying to get rid of, we can't get rid of Kevin.
That's it. I'm going back on vacation.
You've been on vacation for a year and a half. What are you talking about? Hey, I got your by the way, I got your Pocono. Am I supposed to fill that thing out?
What? Oh, no. All that was information that we are all squared away for July 5th to broadcast the show from Pocono International Raceway as the testing and so forth is going on with the IndyCar race.
I don't have to stay for the race, do I?
You don't have to, but, you know, I will.
I know you will. By the way, I want to point out, Todd, last week's Kevin information from the NASCAR race on A.J. Allmendinger. There isn't a journalism course in the country that would use that. Remember what you put out?
I asked him if he was gonna be driving any more IndyCar races, and I also asked him if Pocono was one of those races.
He said maybe, right?
Possibly.
I mean, way to whet the appetite of all the A.J. Allmendinger fans. I'm sure they both were excited.
And that's what you came up with?
No, that was his answer. Possibly was his answer.
I wouldn't have put it out there.
Not only that, I wouldn't have asked the question.
Well, that's because you guys...
That's the question you came up with?
That's the question I wanted answered. I wasn't working. I was a fan. I just wanted to know.
Yeah, but you're a fan on this show, too.
Yeah, well, we've established that.
Using a credential to ask you used a media credential to ask a question as a fan?
No. I was a fan paying for my seat to ask the question as a fan.
So he gets a media credential, uses it to be a fan, does no work.
Can have credential thus revoked for July.
Credential July, but I may be the only one there.
Hey, you guys have a great game going on tonight.
By the way, Jonesy, the reason I was 1 minute late,
yeah,
I was at Mount Nittany Medical Center getting patched up from a lawn dart injury from our producer.
Oh, you had to bring that up, didn't you? That's nice to know you listen, Todd. Appreciate that.
That's right. Yeah. I'm here for you, buddy.
Okay. How much do you know about this club? There's a lot of draft choices on this club.
We did the Meet the Cutters event on Saturday evening.
Yeah.
Met tonight's starter, Mitch Guller. Yeah. He was more nervous talking to me. I'm sure he'd be more nervous talking to you than he is ever being nervous throwing a baseball.
Yeah.
And here's a kid that went down last year to the Gulf Coast League after being drafted and got some seasoning, and I think he's one of these guys that's making the rise through the system.
He's a supplemental one.
Indeed. So they think a lot of him.
Yeah. I mean, supplemental first-round pick. I mean, so they think very highly of him. Williamsport starters in the Philly system typically can go 5 or 6 opening week of the season. What are the thoughts on the Crosscutters tonight as to how deep he potentially can go?
He actually, Steve, can go to 100 pitches, maybe 7-8 innings if that takes him into the game. And then you look at Batavia that's now here via State College and the Cardinals. The Cardinals traditionally have liked to go to that piggyback starter where they go 3 or 4 innings a guy. Or are they now deviating from that where you get a normal starter going 5 or 6?
Bautista will go. If things are normal, he'll go at least 6 tonight. You know, he pitched 6 the last 2 outings at Palm Beach, so which is fine. And I think he found the weather up here to be similar to Palm Beach, though.
at least today.
Yeah, at least today it is. What are the plans tomorrow night for home opening night at Historic Bowman Field?
We've got the
winningest basketball coach. He's actually tied. Ron Insinger from Loyal Sock. They were on this field on Friday, and their baseball team won the AA state championship. Yep. Fortunate enough to be here. In this very seat, as a matter of fact, calling that play-by-play. So that was great for the Lancers. But he's going to throw out the first pitch, ceremonial first pitch. And being the athlete and the coach that he is, I'm sure he'll be aiming high over the catcher and throwing it right down the heart of the plate.
Yep.
Magnet schedule's going out to the first, I think it's 1,000 fans or 2,000 fans in the ballpark. A little different this year. We've got the dugout deck that's right behind third base. So if we look down here at Medler, it would be these seats that go right to left, upwards.
Yep.
There's a deck there.
That's nice.
And the right field metal bleachers are now being closed, other than the Pack the Park nights, a couple of other dates this year, and they're going to have everybody in the seats and behind the screen to, kind of alleviate the safety issue, because you get a 5 or 6 year old running up and down the bleachers, foul ball, you know the story.
Yeah, and we know the story very well. Working there, like State College has a lot to work with a brand new ballpark, calling it historic Bowman Field, which it is. The job the Cutters have done of working with what they have, I really admire what they've done working with what they have.
Well, indeed. And having spent some time in professional baseball and other markets, in other facets, and then running an indoor football team with a very similar facility with not having the accoutrements that you have here in State College, I just think it's the greatest thing going. I really, really do. And compared to other ballparks in this league where we go sometimes, I think it's a real blessing in Williamsport. And we finally got the hockey rink removed off the first base and right field side with the now defunct team, the Outlaws. And fans, you can also trade in your defunct Outlaws gear tomorrow night for a free Williamsport Crosscutters t-shirt. See, here in State College, folks, at Penn State and with the Spikes, Mr. Pagula actually gave money, and they're building the hockey rink, what is it, behind us? And it's got its own facility, right?
Yeah, it's not connected to the mall, so it's not like the Whalers.
Right, and they didn't have to touch the baseball field.
Right. It's good.
Just want to get that out there.
That's good. That works out fine. You're not going to have like an IndyCar night or an A.J. Allmendinger night, are you?
I believe we do some things with Pocono tied into the race with some giveaways. I do know that our producer today, Kevin Herr, will be in full dress for the Star Wars night we're doing late in the season.
It bothers me that just he didn't have to really like go to a store to find that stuff. It was already naturally there.
It's true. The only argument, my understanding is that he's having, talking to the staff at the radio station, is he going to go as an Ewok or a Wookiee?
No, he's going as Chewbacca. All right, so, yeah. Kev, Chewbacca, huh?
I was thinking more Darth Vader.
Well, you do have a face for that role, I got to tell you.
Yeah. See, I left it open for you. You owe me one.
Yes, you do. Well done. For you getting used to, obviously, new. Are there really any carryover faces here from last year? I see Birmingham's on the DL.
Yeah, Josh Warner's going to be our third starter.
Yeah.
And he was our opening night starter
last year. Yep, out of Australia.
And he was the guy that started at Lakewood, had a mechanical issue, and they sent him back down to extended. One guy you're not going to see, Tyler Green. He was released on the 13th.
It's too bad. Played second base last year.
Yes.
Him. Actually, he had a big triple against State College last year, too.
I think that was the only one he had all year.
It probably was, yeah. And, the Cardinals have some carryover on theirs, including David Washington, the first baseman, who's 6'6". One year, the Pirates came up here. I'm not going to say the player's name. There's no need. I'm not going to bother. But he's 5'10 and a little round, okay? There were some initial errors in the first week of the season. You witnessed it, where balls sailed over his head. Washington is 6'6". That issue was not going to be a problem here at all.
And he's a man.
Yeah. But it's also his second year in the league. And he played for them last year. But, I mean, this is a guy, this is not a home run park. This is a doubles, and it's a heavy triples park. I mean, there's so much space out here. I mean, it looks like Her Acres, because Kevin with the mansion and everything and hires people to cut his grass. It's about like this lawn.
I would agree with that.
Kevin, you don't like to brag about such things, but I just thought I'd bring it up.
I like to keep it quiet, yeah.
Now, you asked me about the catcher, Knapp.
Yeah.
I think what you're going to see early
switch hitter, yep,
is because of the lateness of the signing of the other catcher, mm-hmm, and he hasn't caught since like mid-May.
Talk about Corey Bass.
Yeah, you're going to see, I believe it's Lino. Mm-hmm. And again, I haven't seen the lineup card, just got here. My guess would be because Lino has worked with Guller in extended.
Yeah, he'll get him tonight.
That would be the starting tonight, and then you work Knapp in, maybe even as a DH to get the bat in the lineup, get him acclimated, yeah, and then bring him back later in the week as a catcher.
Justin Parr, also somebody that a lot of people here are going to be very familiar with because he carved out a really nice career at the University of Illinois, and he ended up being the eighth-round pick of the Phillies.
And here's the thing, Steve. He's going to have an issue, at least early, in this lineup because you've got guys coming from extended that are the 3-4-5 guys.
Yeah.
So he's either a 2 guy or a 6-7-8 to begin with. I don't think they're going to stick him in the 9 spot.
No.
And then see him begin to progress up the lineup, if that's indeed what's going to happen. Plus, that also helps him as a new guy, being that player of the year. He's in a loaded lineup.
Yeah. I mean, in the Big Ten, he was the player of the year in the Big Ten this year. And I thought that was a great pick by the Phillies in the eighth round, because obviously we saw him. He could flat-out play.
Well, if he's anything like Cameron Perkins has turned into at Clearwater, making a double jump, we'll take it.
Perkins turned out – you know what? Perkins was one of those guys where he got off to a slow start, and he really worked himself into being a player in the Philly system.
Well, he's changed positions, too.
Yeah.
But that bat, as you mentioned, started slow, and I think that was
– He was a first third baseman here.
Right. Now he's moved to the outfield.
Outfield, yeah.
He's a Florida State League All-Star, and I think still leading the league in hitting.
Well, that's why, I mean, that's what they did with Alan Craig here the first year. Craig play came out of Cal Berkeley, you know, same as Knapp, came out of Cal Berkeley, shortstop. And Mark Dijon, who's now in the left-handed box helping out Smokey Ortiz, he looked at me, he goes, he's not a shortstop. He was not a big fan of Craig's right away. So they moved him to third base. And I said to a DJ at one point, I said, you know, I said, he's got a good bat. I said, eventually, I think he'd be an outfielder. He goes, I probably ought to put him in the outfield now. Then, of course, he makes the All-Star team. He goes, yeah, I love that kid. Yeah, suddenly, we went from I'm not sure about this kid to I love that kid now. Of course, you know, he's a 300 hitter in the majors.
Now, speaking of guys you've had here before, I finally noticed on the opening day roster, there's a name that's not there, Walker Gourley.
It's going to be to have a Walker Gourley-less summer is something I'm going to have to adjust to. Now, I have to look and see if he's on the Jamestown roster because that's where the Pirates are now.
Well, he was here for so long.
He came here when he was 18 years old.
Yeah, aren't you guys going to do a bobblehead at some point for the guy?
Probably ought to have Walker Gourley night. You know, I mean, Walker Gourley night, Kevin Herr night. Imagine those bobbleheads being made in Shanghai.
I would go to that night.
Well, of course you would. You'd be the honoree. But the problem is we only end up with a half a dozen of them because everybody in the quality control line, we go, nope, that one's bad, that one's bad, that one's bad, that one's bad.
A Kevin Herr bobblehead night. They don't do that like at a Shikellamy game. Kevin Herr bobblehead night. Like, you know, like a big tribute to you.
Can't wait. I can't wait for that moment.
I know I can't.
I heard you're running for the mayor of Shikellamy.
Explain to me why I asked both of you to be in the same spot on this program. That's what I want to know. What was I thinking?
Well, no, you're going to do that. I'm going to run for the mayor of Williamsport.
Now, Jack Ham has had bobbleheads before. Now, I know this for a fact because he'll mail it to me. Steve, look, they made me a bobblehead. I sent you one. And they'll tell me he gave me a gift. I'm like, okay, really? Well, the Johnstown Tomahawks minor league hockey team, he's part owner.
I'm sorry.
Right? He says, I can get you in the owner's box. I said, at the War Memorial, really? I can get you in the owner's box. Okay. But they did a Jack Ham bobblehead, which, and he signed, and your typical Jack, he signed every one of them because, right, it's him holding a football with a Tomahawks jersey and a hockey stick. Naturally, of course, I get one in the mail. He goes, what do you think? I said, I got to give you credit. I wouldn't. He says, hey, look, I dropped a puck once at a Penguins game. I said, I know you did. Right. So for the blue-white game, he comes up here. I take the bobblehead up, plop it down. I go, there's our good luck charm for the year right there.
Are you going to be able to get that across the pond when you guys go to customs and do the game in Ireland?
It'll confuse – TSAs will be confused. What is this?
What is that?
It's a Kevin Hurt bobblehead. Kevin football and hockey. How'd you like that? Jack Ham, Kevin Hurt. It, I mean, you could easily confuse the two, right?
I love the idea. I just – now, do you say he did autograph that the little bobblehead hockey player?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
See, that's going to be worth some serious money because there's very few collectibles that have Jack Ham holding a hockey stick.
And now I'd like to point out exactly what Jack has told me for a decade and a half he likes to avoid. Guess what he likes to avoid, Kevin?
I understand. I know exactly where you're going with this. I get it.
He likes to avoid anything on eBay. In other words, people like you.
Oh, I didn't say I would sell it on eBay. Are you kidding? That would go in my collection.
You didn't say you wouldn't.
I didn't,
you didn't say you wouldn't.
That is correct. I didn't say I wouldn't, but I didn't say I would. I didn't say I wanted it to sell it on eBay. I still haven't sold my Steelers Wheatie box from 1994, and the cereal's still in it.
How did we go from crosscutter spikes to
you? It's your fault.
We brought up the Kevin Hurt bobblehead.
We're into the definition of is.
I know it's every day.
Every day.
I mean, last week, Sarah was there. Like, I looked up. I just want to make sure I understood the definition of Nirvana, so I looked it up.
And I thought you had a tough working with Putnam.
No, Putt's fine. I'm okay with Putt. All right. I might as well let you go. By the way, when there's a foul ball in there, don't duck.
Funny you mention that. We're in the booth. The guys from Lansdale doing the 4A game. Oh,
that's last year in here during a game.
We took a foul ball. The guys from Lansdale are down where your television monitor is, right here at the tee in the window, right on the middle, flashing, yeah. Bang.
Oh, yeah. Well, we only had two in here the first six seasons, two ever. I caught the second one, tossed that down to a fan. Last year we had two in a week, including that one that put that huge hole in the back there.
Now, see that? Well, there's a second one over here, isn't there?
Yeah. Second one's up there. They both almost – if
Putnam, who hit that?
One of the kids for Batavia.
Probably Washington.
No, it wasn't Washington, right? And Putnam had left, oddly enough, to get food. And if he had been sitting there, I'd have had to do the rest of the season alone.
Ironically, Steve had enough time to send me a text about it in between pitches.
Yes, I did.
Well, and here's the thing, though, Kevin. This is great. I mean, you actually have time to react, get your head out of the way. You're in Jamestown. You're sticking your head out over the window. Forget it.
Yeah, except that's up in the corner, though. That's no big deal.
Every time we've been there, we're a magnet.
I've never had one up there.
Really?
No.
Every year, every single year. And a couple years ago when Joe Charlton was the writer for CrossCutters.com,
yeah.
Second pitch of the game, he's to the right of the press box.
Yeah.
In his window, second pitch of the game.
Wow. You got Boomer back this year?
We do.
Love Boomer.
We do. Still no air conditioning. We had to get a hockey rink on the right field line, but no air conditioning for the working media on the radio side in either booth.
I'm trying to think if we ever see Boomer and Gabe together at the same time.
It's rare, if ever. And Rashawn, when you see Gabe, Rashawn, and Boomer all together, that's a rarity.
We're going to get Gabe on the show, by the way, here pretty soon, because I have great respect for how the Crosscutters run their organization. He's a big reason why.
By the way, last year's skipper, Andy Tracy, mm-hmm. Now Rover. I believe he's down there with Andy Abad as well, getting ready for opening night.
Andy's got some feistiness to him.
A little.
Andy has some feistiness to him. There's still a lot of fight in that dog. Yeah.
You should come to Brooklyn with us when everybody's trying to get out the same parking space at the same time. No. When there's 4,000 people trying to leave.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been in that parking lot and I've sat there. This league has become, because of the draft rules, just one more time, the draft rules have changed the quality of this league exponentially in 1 year, because the first 3 weeks of the season were really a tractor pull. No longer. The draft rules, now you're getting quality players in here like that.
And primarily high-level college guys as opposed to the upper-end high school guys.
And, you know, it didn't happen here last year. I mean, they had Barrett Barnes as supplemental here last year. His supplemental guy was here right off the bat. But, of course, Mark Appel was the first pick. And he was like, no, I'm going to wait a year. He's an Astro now. Todd, pleasure, my friend.
Have a great call tonight, my friend.
You too. We'll come back. Oliver Marmol, the manager of the State College Spikes. Kevin's rant is back at 4:40. Can't wait. Nothing like the wine. I think we should get somebody like who makes cheese to sponsor it.